our next guest, a favourite of the show. He's got a huge 48 hours, if you include last night, the Raiders captain, because his side won 30-16 against Manly at Brookvale. And he's a revered horse owner, particularly in the trots, because he has a runner in the new Group 1, the Rising Sun, at Albion Park Saturday night. It's the richest race in the world for 3 and 4 year old paces, offering $250,000, a further $100,000 bonus if a 3 year old can win. It's huge odds. Send it. Jared Croker, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we better talk about the footy first. And congratulations on the win last night. And great to see you back on the park, by the way, too, after being out with injury. What do you put the improvement down to from last week to last night?
Yeah, look, thanks, mate. It was good to be back out there and then back singing the team song. It's been a while for myself personally, so it was a pretty enjoyable night. But a lot of it was just down to attitude and just turning around what we dished up last week. We had fans leaving our home game with 20 minutes to go last week, which is something that I've never really been a part of. So I know the fans were obviously disappointed, the members, but I think last night's effort showed how much the boys really cared about that result last week. So it was all an attitude thing. It's always tough to go, backs against the wall and go down and play at Brookvale Oval. So to knock those boys off down there was pretty pleasing, and it's just... it just gives us that little bit of glimmer of hope of keeping on going forward.
Yeah, congratulations last night, Jared. I thought it was a terrific effort. And the one thing that stood out for me compared to the previous week was there was intent from the team and you were competing hard. And it was very simplistic what you did, but you just worked on it, stuck with it, and everyone was on board with it and you got a result out of it.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was, you're right. It was, like I said, it was just that attitude thing. And our focus all week, albeit a short week, was just about working hard and doing everything for your mate. We'll find a lot of little effort areas in the video session that a lot of people probably wouldn't pick up in the game that the team done to help their mate out and help the bloke out next to him. So that's what wins you most games, mate. And you're right. The boys really had more intent. Our line stand was good, and I thought our halves, Sammy Williams and Matty Frawley, just I think, I don't know how many repeat sets we had, but they just kicked them into corners and built a lot of pressure. And, when you've got so much ball, it saves your energy in defence as well. We've been on the other end of that in the past. So it was good to be on the right side of the possession for once. And hopefully that turns your tips around next week, mate. I know it's just your damn.
I did too, mate. I was filthy
yes,
at myself
I'm glad
too
you've
last
seen
night.
That, Jared. I'm glad you've seen that.
that's all right, mate. Just keep tipping the other side. It must be working, mate.
You are a trader, Loz.
Well, I couldn't have tipped them yesterday.
Oh, you couldn't have.
mate, the previous what are you
week?
Talking about?
Even the captain said you couldn't have.
You're a trader, mate.
I'm not a trader.
I'll never be a raider. Cut that blood. That ain't green, let me tell you.
Hey, I'll never support another team. It will always... I bleed green, brother.
I know you do, mate.
Jared, I was going to ask, and you know what? There has been huge expectation on the Raiders. Like, before the start of the year, I think, Loz, both of us predicted Raiders would be in the GF. So, there was expectation from the start. But the reality is, you guys are still a massive chance of making the finals. And once you get there, in any sport, you just don't know what can happen. Is that a conversation going around the change room at the moment?
Yeah, we're obviously not looking any further ahead than where we need to, mate. But it has been spoken about. We, every side does. Once you get to that eight, it's a completely different game. I think at the moment it'll probably change with a few buys and other results over the weekend. But I think we're ninth at the moment. So for the season we've had and the opportunities we've missed, we're sitting 2 points outside the eight. So you don't want to look too far ahead and start thinking about that. But it's obviously your goal. You want to keep winning and chipping away. And mate, once you get there, like you said, it's a completely different ball game. And we do have a couple of years of experience under our belt. But at the moment, it's a long way off. But we certainly haven't given up hope, that's for sure.
Let's get to the real serious business, Jared. Tomorrow night at Albion Park, you got a runner in the Group 1, the new Group 1, the Rising Sun. So, it's the richest race in the world for 3 and 4 year old paces. Tell us about Send It. Just looking at the odds here on the TAB website, and you're $101 out to $151, $17 for it to run a hole. Please make a case for us.
He's absolutely flying, to be honest. But I was left very deflated Monday night. They'd done the barrier draw, and we drew West Brisbane. We drew out the front of, outside the front line, got the visitor draw. So it's a sort of race. It's a great race. I think those are stupid odds. He was $34 before the barrier draw. So, you know, if he draws in behind the leader or something, he probably firms up a little bit. That's the sort of horse he is and the sort of race he is. So, you know, $151 is a bit ridiculous, but it's a good race too, mate. It's the best 3 and 4 year olds around the country. So we're going to need a little bit of luck. But if the one thing is, he's a tough little fella and he'll run the trip out, no dramas at all. He's been working good up there in Queensland, so we're just going to need luck, mate. But yeah, they are silly odds, so it's worth something each way for sure.
Okay, like it. And the favourite, Expensive Ego, is it the one you would say? $2.60, Krug at $3.
Yeah, it's probably the one to beat. But copy that last week. It got another visitor's draw, but it was unbelievable last week. And Krug's one of the 3 year olds in the races. It'll be pretty hard to beat as well. I think Expensive Ego probably gets a nice trip, but it's all about where you end up, I suppose. But I think Expensive Ego is probably the one to beat. That's just in my opinion, mate. But it's such an even sort of race as well. So, like I said, I'll be cheering the little fella on. I've got a few multis running into him, so at big odds. But hopefully we get the chockies, mate.
Yeah, it's plane straight to Vegas if it wins, by the sounds of it.
Can't even walk out my front door, mate.
Just celebrate you're in Vegas.
Yeah. He won the Group 1 last night, and I was home alone, and the young fellow was asleep, so I couldn't even jump up and down here. I'm by myself.
Hey, but just on that, I know you've got the love of harness racing. Is that something you'll look to get more into when you finish, perhaps training horses?
I do love it. I mean, I wouldn't really know what sort of work goes in. I know they work really hard, and it's a pretty tough gig, tough thing to be doing. It's 365 days a year horse training. You know, they got to be down there Christmas morning working and feeding horses. So it's a big one to get into. I'd certainly love to get involved in some way, shape, or form. Brad Hewitt, the trainer, is one of my best mates, so it'd be an easy thing to help out with. But it's also something that I don't. You know, I'm more of a lover than actually training him as such. But it's I've been in the gig a few times. I might just jump in and drive a couple.
That'd be the go. How do you go?
Nervous. It's a completely different thrill trying to hold onto the back of one. You know, it's a little bit scary, but it's good fun.
You wouldn't want to stuff it up though.
No.
I can only imagine after you get off it, if you've slaughtered one, you'd be getting hammered.
Tommy Berry know all about that this week. I've been giving him a pizzling through the week. Oh. A little bit. They cop it. The good thing is they can change it around the next race half an hour later. We've got to wait a week.
Good point. Well, mate, good luck. Looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Too easy, guys. Thanks for having me.